Good evening. When you hear the word grace, I think many of us often think of the grace of God. We sing about it in songs. We sing about His mercy. But tonight I'd like to talk about giving grace and giving grace to others. If you'd like to turn to Matthew chapter 18, Matthew 18, starting in verse 21. This is the parable of the unforgiving servant. We've heard it a lot of times, but I'd really like you to focus in on how this relates to us. Starting in verse 21 of Matthew 18. Then Peter came and said to him, "Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times?" Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a certain king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. And when he had begun to settle them, there was brought to him one who owed him 10,000 talents. But since he did not have the means to repay, his lord commanded him to be sold, along with his wife and children and all that he had, in repayment to be made. The slave, therefore, falling down, prostrated himself before him, saying, 'Have patience with me, and I will repay you everything.' And the lord of that slave felt compassion and released him and forgave him the debt. But that slave went out and found one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. And he seized him and began to choke him, saying, 'Pay back what you owe.' So his fellow slave fell down and began to entreat him, saying, 'Have patience with me, and I will repay you.' He was unwilling, however, but went and threw him in prison until he should pay back what was owed. So when his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were deeply grieved and came and reported to their lord all that had happened. Then summoning him, his lord said to him, 'You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you entreated me. Should you not also have had mercy on your fellow slave, even as I had mercy on you?' And his lord, moved with anger, handed him over to the torturers until he should repay all that was owed him. So shall my heavenly Father also do to you if each of you does not forgive his brother from your heart." In my Bible, the heading for that section is just forgiveness. And that's what I like to talk about tonight, grace and forgiveness. It can sometimes be hard for us to grasp, but God's forgiveness is only for those who will forgive. And we often think of grace as a distant topic, something that God gives to us. But it is a necessary means of what we should do to our brothers as well. There are many verses talking about God's grace and how we need to forgive others, such as Matthew 5:7, James 2:13, Luke 6:36, and Colossians 3:13. All those give the same picture. We need to give forgiveness just as God has given to us. Well, why is it important to give grace? What if everybody still had grudges for everything that anybody ever did wrong to them? What kind of world would we live in, and what kind of church would we have? A church of God needs grace and forgiveness to operate. And why do we always want to be repaid when we're hurt? God gives grace to us, but it seems like when someone does something wrong to us, then it's the worst thing because it's done to us. And I think it's a combination of pride and selfishness. Pride, because if someone has hurt us, then we care too much about ourselves, and thus we're unwilling to forgive them. Or selfishness. I think there's something to be said for just settling for less when you have a disagreement with someone else. You don't always have to have the better. Whether it comes to someone has wronged you and just simply annoyed you, or if someone has deeply hurt you, or if someone has taken something away. On the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus gives many hard lessons, one of them being, if someone steals from you, don't make it a big deal. Just live with the loss. And he gives many other lessons on the Sermon on the Mount with similar points. The thing is, though, with grace, we really like receiving it. We like receiving it from God, and we use it all the time, and we take it for granted. When we wrong someone, we really like it if they're kind to us. Or if we break something, we really like it if they would just forget about it and they'll pay for it. But then the same thing will happen to us, like the unforgiving servant, and we'll just turn a blind eye. Think of the last time that you were annoyed with someone. Are you still annoyed with them? That's probably a good sign that you don't have the proper forgiveness that you need to have. We're not inclined to give grace. Our nature says, I shouldn't say our nature, but so often we are inclined to think that we should just watch out for ourselves, and if anyone wrongs us, we have to get our due back. But we've hurt God so many times, and He gives grace to us, but we often don't give grace to others. So when we think of grace, and we think of it almost as a foreign concept, something that God does for us so often, none of us would be here without God's grace. So we might think that we're gracious, but if we're not gracious with small things, let's say someone just sort of annoys you, and then you're really irritated for them for the next while, or just you're playing a sport and someone does something annoying and you're still annoyed with them after a while. If someone slightly inconveniences you at work, if someone just keeps on telling jokes about you, if someone's annoying you at school and you're just constantly annoyed with them, that's just going to harvest bitterness and resentment. And if you don't have the proper grace, if you don't show grace to them, you're going to be a miserable person. I think that we often think of grace also as a sort of a nice addition. Like, I'm a Christian, and I do all the right things, and it's also nice if I'm gracious. But grace is a necessary part of the Christian life. As God points out, God forgives us all the time, but He won't forgive you if you won't forgive others. And we rely on God's grace all the time. And at the slightest inconvenience, it's hard for us to forgive others sometimes. We need to remember God's grace next time that we're annoyed with someone. A church can't operate without grace. And if God is constantly giving us grace, how many wrongs does it take to create a grudge? Just one. If you're pretty good at forgiving people, but then one person you're just constantly annoyed with, then God's not going to forgive you if you're not forgiving them. So I'd like to just read over the last bit of Matthew 18 again, just to really hit in the point that we need to forgive one another and how hypocritical it is. Because we look at this verse, this passage, and we think how hypocritical it is. We might not be throwing someone against the wall and choking them like this servant and asking them and then throw them in prison if they don't. But it's just the same if we're not forgiving and if we're still resentment about past wrongs. So in the end of Matthew 18 again, it says, and think of this as, of course, this is God and this is us if we don't forgive. And if we don't forgive, then God won't forgive us. So starting in verse 34, and his Lord, moved with anger, handed him over to the torturers until he should repay all that was owed him. So shall my heavenly Father also do to you if each of you does not forgive his brother from your heart.